Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
An astonishing find in the personal property of a deceased physician in Will County. WBBM's Jan Coleman has the story.
The attorney was hired by relatives of Dr. Ulrich Klopfer, who died September 3rd. The Tribune reports while going through the doctor's personal effects, the attorney found 2,200 fetal remains on property owned by Klopfer in unincorporated Will County. The attorney called the coroner, who took possession of the remains. Klopfer once worked in Gary, where he performed abortions at a clinic. The Will County sheriff, who is conducting an investigation, issued a statement that said, "There's no evidence the doctor ever performed abortions on the property in Will County." Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Bolingbrook Middle School will be open on Monday after it was shut down for more than 3 hours this past week while police searched for a fugitive from the South.
Bolingbrook police say they got word that a 27-year-old Alabama man, Raheem Tolbert, was wanted on a fugitive warrant in Alabama and was believed to be in the Bolingbrook area since a friend or girlfriend was living there. And police say that a Bolingbrook officer spotted Tolbert near a park, but Tolbert fled. Officers then set up a perimeter, and police say Tolbert once again got away, but was later captured. Bolingbrook police say no one was injured and Tolbert was not armed. Police Lieutenant Anthony Columbus says the Jane Addams Middle School was on lockdown for a while and an officer was stationed there as a precaution. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 29-year-old man is dead after a shooting in Englewood. Police say he was standing on the street at about 11:30 in the 6000 block of South LaSalle Street when someone in a silver-colored SUV opened fire. The man suffered gunshot wounds to the head and body and was pronounced dead at the scene. No one in custody as area central detectives investigate. And in the Brownsville neighborhood, three people wounded there, one dead. Police say two women and a young man are walking together in the 3600 block of South Indiana Avenue when someone approached them and opened fire. The man was struck in the head and pronounced dead at the scene. The women were taken to area hospitals. No one in custody. In South Suburban Dalton, a teenager charged in a fatal shooting.
Avion Fonville was taken into custody Wednesday in Chicago, a week after Dalton police issued an arrest warrant for the 18-year-old. He's charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of Marcia Bowman, who authorities say was hit by gunfire last month while driving her four children near Sibley and Chicago Roads. A Cook County judge has ordered Fonville held without bail. He's due back in court October 10th. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Deerfield police say a 53-year-old woman is dead after being hit by a car. It happened in the late morning yesterday in the 800 block of Waukegan Road. Police say the driver of the car, a 68-year-old man, left the scene but is now cooperating. When police arrived, they found the woman lying in a parking lot. An investigation goes on there. Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour has had varying degrees of success on the local, state, and national levels, and there is now a push locally to add workers who rely on tips.
There was a little theater at a Mexican restaurant here in the Little Village neighborhood, a mariachi band, and politicians waiting tables as they sought to drum up support for adding tipped workers to legislation to raise the minimum wage. Their minimum is $2.13. Congressman Chuy Garcia said the problem is not everyone is a good tipper.
Working people should not depend on the goodwill of someone else.
State Rep Selena Villanueva fought for 15 an hour in the Illinois House.
When the cost of tortillas is going up, we can't say that this is a livable wage anymore, because it's not.
She said when she was a kid, her mother was a waitress who relied on tips and she never saw her. The U.S. House passed a $15 minimum wage, but it was dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled Senate. In the Little Village neighborhood, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Illinois is making strides for trade with Japan.
How much of this is about downstate?
A great deal. We have several companies from Japan who are located downstate. Several of them are manufacturing We have companies that are located in the Chicago suburbs as well. One of the things that we made sure to spend time talking to these executives about was the job training programs that we have at our various universities here, and the cost of doing business is relatively low.
Governor's Chief of Staff Ann Caprera says Chicago hosts the Japanese next year. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.